What is going on, guys? It's Matt coming at you today with a really interesting new episode on moving and type 1 diabetes. Now, I spent the last 5 days documenting the entire journey of packing, driving, unpacking, organizing, and how my blood sugars were impacted by different activities, as well as all of the strategies that I employed in order to keep my blood sugars stable. Now, there were days where I hung out in the 60s and 70s for extended periods of time, and I talk about how I even was able to reduce my total basal insulin by 50% and still see amazing blood sugar. So I want to talk to you guys about all these gold nuggets that I discovered, and honestly, this is probably one of the most in-depth episodes I've done in a long time. Now, of course, this is a documentation that was initially recorded on video. If you want to watch the video, you can go find our YouTube, which is at FTF Warrior, and just search FTF Warrior on YouTube. Hit subscribe, go find that video. It's going to be amazing. If not, know that in this video, when there are moments of music, it's because you're watching little montages on the video. So don't be thrown off, and I hope you guys enjoy this one. It's amazing, and there's some really good stuff. I'm really excited for you to learn this one. So hope you enjoy, and we'll cue the theme song. I've spent the last 10 years pushing the limits while identifying trends and patterns in my type 1 diabetes management. Follow along as I learn, apply, and share the fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle strategies that I've learned from diabetes experts around the world. The real question is, how can we live fearlessly with diabetes while maintaining stable blood sugars? This podcast is here to give you the answer. My name is Matt Vandervecht, and with my co-host Ali Abdul-Karim, we welcome you to Pardon My Pancreas. What's going on, guys? I wanted to film and document this experience of us moving so you can get an idea of what it looks like for a type 1 diabetic to go through this whole process. So yesterday, we got a U-Haul. Get this guy right here. Big old U-Haul truck. And we visited three locations to get all of our crap. So we have so much stuff. And now we're here. Got all this stuff. There's Lisa.
Hello.
All this crap. From three different locations. Now we're at the fourth location picking up everything, because over the last year we've essentially lived in four or five different places. So we've been bouncing around a lot. As a result, we knew we were going to bounce around a lot. It was for her clinical rotations. We lived in Texas and LA and San Diego and just all over the place. As a result, we knew that was going to happen. So we stored a lot of our things in grandparents' houses, parents' houses, parents' storage facilities. So now we're picking it all up and grabbing it for LA. I wanted to let you guys know that during that process, blood sugars don't always cooperate, right? I got my Dexcom right here. Where is it at? There we go. Thankfully, Dexcom's, you know, let me know, keep me up to date on my blood sugars the whole time, and let me know when I do have to pause for a little snack. And what I was able to do, and I'll do a full review on this probably in the next video, but I was like, you know what, this is a great opportunity to test the exercise settings in the Tandem pump for Control-IQ. So that's what I did. Currently have it set on, and last night before I turned it on, I did have to have half a tangerine, I think one or two tablets, glucose tabs. But overall, not too bad for 5 hours of moving boxes and couches and furniture. But I want to give you guys a heads up, if you are planning on moving or even doing that much activity that you're not used to, keep in mind I work at a desk a lot of the time, so my body's not used to that much continuous movement. Be prepared for your blood sugar to tank, or at the very least have a slow steady drop, and keep some snacks nearby. So what we're doing, we're at the fourth location, we're trying to pack up the rest of our stuff today. I got to do another oil change for my car. We're driving up to LA. It's about a 3-hour drive for us tomorrow morning, so making sure we get all of our stuff finished before then. But this is the experience of moving. So three locations down, we're on our fourth location now with the rest of the big furniture, and got some snacks on hand, snacks on standby. I don't need them yet, but testing out the exercise mode as well. So gonna jump in, get this thing packed up, and keep you guys updated. All right, guys, so quick update. First tip I wanna give you guys, work smarter, not harder. I'm measuring things to see if where I can fit these little nooks and crannies before moving heavy things. I was trying to fit the bookcase there. Turns out it's not gonna fit, so measure first. Now, got this thing all organized, so we have it stacked up and maxed out so we can fit our furniture. But I wanna pull out my Dexcom real quick for you guys, show you what we're seeing. I actually haven't seen the update in a bit, so let's see where we're at. Hopefully I have some good blood sugar to show you guys. Sensor expiring. That's fun. Sensor's expiring in a couple hours. Continue to the app. What are we at? Not bad. See that? We've got 96 and stable. You can see I got a nice stable line right there. Let me double check on this. I believe I am active still in the activity. Yes. So you can see right there, got the activity setting on right there. The little running guy. And it is not giving me any insulin right now because I'm below what it wants me to be at for activity level. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe Tandem, with the activity profile, it aims to keep you between 140 and 160. If I'm at 96, it's not giving me any insulin because I am slowly dropping. Last reading I saw was 98. So as a result, it turned off my insulin and it's letting me lower my blood sugars on my own with all this activity. So I got snacks on hand. We're gonna eat lunch real quick. But with lunch, I'm gonna keep in mind, I've been active for a while today. Before we started moving, I was running errands, getting a microwave, checking our PO box for the business address, running all over. Yesterday was active, today's very active. And as a result, I'm more insulin sensitive. So I have to keep that in mind. If possible, I want to reduce my insulin on board during these physical activities, right? So if there's any paperwork that I have to do, any computer work, any of that, I will do that right after I eat and save the more physical labor for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours after I've bolused. That way I minimize the variables included in the activities at hand. So hopefully you guys understand what I'm talking about. If not, watch more of my videos. There's a lot of videos where I give info on that, but this is where we're at. Got, and yes, I am very tall. I know, my head's almost hitting the top. This is where we're at. We're 3 boxes high everywhere, and we are getting ready. We tried to go through our stuff. We're gonna donate a lot of items because we had a lot more stuff in storage than we realized. So, gotta get rid of all that. Gonna have to sort out through the rest of it later because we don't need all of this either. We're trying to downsize. But we're gonna get up to LA first, and I think that's it for now for the updates. So I'm gonna have lunch, make sure it's as healthy as possible, but it also has to be quick because we gotta get back to work. We have a lot of work to do in a very limited amount of time. Keep in mind, I still have to change the oil in my car. We have to go to Home Depot and Target and get some stuff. I'm going to run out of deodorant like tomorrow, so gotta add that to my list. But that's where we're at. Blood sugars are cruising. Exercise activity profile seems to be working great for Control IQ so far. Again, I'm gonna do a full video on that later. So by the time you're watching this, it might already be out, I don't know. Make sure that, before you forget, by the way, I know this is mid-video, but definitely subscribe to FTF Warrior. There should be a button under this video somewhere that says subscribe. Definitely check that out. Anyways, gonna go have lunch and I'll check in with you guys later. All right guys, real quick, I wanna just kinda show you what I'm eating for lunch and explain why, what's going on. I mentioned it's a quick lunch because we gotta get back to packing, but pretty sure my whole lunch is vegan actually, which is kinda cool. So this is a Vega protein shake, got a bunch of good stuff in there, and I added in some fiber, some Benefiber. I don't have a whole lot of fiber in my meal, so I said, you know what, I'm gonna supplement fiber and that's okay. Over here, we've got peanut butter on energy bars. It's like raisins and bread and stuff. And then toast with a black bean burger and salsa, which, oh my gosh, they're delicious. So we got that, and it doesn't look like a lot of food, but it's actually probably, let me think, like 125 carbs-ish. I'm still pre-bolused, but I didn't count for like a couple extra carbs because I want a little bit of a buffer zone, right, for when I'm moving around stuff. I'm okay riding a tiny bit higher. Not aiming for over 180, but aiming more for like 150 to 170. That way I have a bit of a buffer for all the moving we're gonna be doing. So I wanted to explain what I'm eating and why. You don't have to eat like this. And know that based on your post-meal activity, your pre-bolus or lack thereof can make a huge difference in your blood sugars post-meal. So I'm gonna jump into this food and get back to you guys with the moving updates. All right guys, so remember how I mentioned that increased activity causes increase in insulin sensitivity, which could lead to potential lows? Guess who's going just a tiny bit low? My phone started beeping at me. I'm still fine. I'm dropping, but I'm at 80, so plenty of room to catch it in time. But be warned, right? It was my normal pre-bolus, and I should have probably reduced it. I knew that, but honestly, I wanted to film it for you, and I sacrificed that extra couple minutes, and as a result, dropping a little bit low right now. So keep in mind, with increased activity comes increased insulin sensitivity, which means you may need to reduce your pre-bolus timing or introduce some extra carbs. So introducing that, I'm gonna go work on my computer for a bit while I treat this drop. And you know, if I have the option to, I will restrict activity when I'm dropping, because activity is just going to increase the drop rate. So don't want to do that. So I'm gonna go do some low activity stuff, work on the computer, maybe pack up around the room, and return to the heavier physical activity later when I have better numbers. So when you have the option, always better to play on the safe side. So since I also have to change out my Dexcom today, that means that in about an hour, I'm gonna have 2 hours where I do not have any readings, and I'm gonna have to rely on how I feel, right? If I wanted to, I can finger prick as well. But as a result, I wanna make sure I'm at a good number before that Dexcom reading goes out, especially since I'm gonna be introducing a lot of physical activity and don't want that drop to catch me by surprise. So make sure you give yourself a buffer zone, especially if your readings are running out, or if you don't have a way to test your blood sugar for some reason, make sure you're at a good place beforehand if you are able to, or carry some extra snacks along with you. So I'm gonna go work on the computer and get back to packing a little bit. Alrighty guys, so I'm gonna change up my Dexcom. Got this single sensor. I had a sensor that did not work in the past. I got this single one, got the old one here. I am now blind, as we say. I'm gonna grab these alcohol swabs. Maybe I'll speed up this process so you guys don't have to listen to me talk the whole time, but essentially it's going on my arm. I look over here to see where it was. I try to match it up on this side, and I clean my arm. I clean this guy, the transmitter, and make sure everything's clean. And there we go. So, speed it up. That one kinda hurt, actually. They usually don't. Ah, all right. I always stretch it out to make sure it's not the worst feeling in the world. Looked like it was just the insertion that was a little bit painful, but I rub this, make sure it's all good. Make sure I have full range of motion, right? No pain, we're good to go. It's just the insertion that hurt. Make sure it's not bleeding like crazy. Nope, no blood. We good. So now guys, I'm gonna drop this in there. Click, there we go. And we're clear. Now I'm gonna go start the sensor and get back to moving. Let's go. All right, so it has been a day. Currently, changing the oil and oil filter in my car before we drive to LA, because I don't have the tools necessary up in LA yet. My Dexcom is almost warmed up. In fact, it might beep during this video. And my wife's out getting some last minute stuff at the stores before we go. And check this out, guys. We have been working hard getting this thing all situated. It's still some work to do. But as you can see, I'm gonna set down this oil within packing. I had an extra 5 grams of, I mean, I had a date, essentially, a little piece of fruit, because I knew I was gonna be running blind. Lots of activity, been packing up the rooms up inside where we've been staying, and now we got a lot of it packed up, right? Lots of bookshelves and couches and heavy stuff. So with that extra activity, I was going to test out the activity settings, the exercise settings for the Tandem Control IQ, and then I realized my Dexcom being in the warm-up period for 2 hours, not a super effective test, is it? So I'm gonna be testing it again tomorrow. We'll see where my blood sugars come back right now. They should be almost there. I wanna film this video before my hands got too dirty changing the oil and everything, but this is where we're at. Blood sugars seem to be cooperating. I don't feel sick, so I'm probably not high, and I haven't started shaking yet, so I'm probably not low. Hoping I'm somewhere in the middle, but gonna do some activities before it gets dark. Gotta change the oil, get it ready for going to LA, and then I'll be driving this beast tomorrow. It's been crazy. I went to the post office, got a bunch of stuff done there, and it's been good. So far, blood sugars are cooperating, honestly. I think a lot of that is due to the fact that I restrict different activities based on my insulin on board. If it's right after a meal, I'm going to find things that aren't as active, right? So I went upstairs and I started packing things while I'm sitting in a chair. And then as I work through the insulin on board, you know, now it's been 3+ hours since I've had my last bolus of insulin, I'm safe, right? I don't have to worry about crazy massive drops during activity because A, I'm used to exercise, and B, I have very little insulin on board. So that is the strategy behind moving for today. I wasn't able to test out the activity settings on the Tandem Control IQ algorithm, but I will continue this video into tomorrow, so I don't know if this is a part one, part two, or maybe I'll just continue it on, but that's where we're at right now. I'm gonna get back to moving and get that car stuff taken care of. I guess the Dexcom's not warmed up yet because it hasn't beeped at me, but I'm sure when it does, I'll give you guys an update. Oh, it's done. Well, give me good numbers. You guys can, this is nerve-wracking. Let's see if it worked. Oh boy, we're a little bit high. So unfortunately, if you can see that, I am at 192 right now. That is out of range, unfortunately. But good news is I still have like an hour of moving heavy things around, so it's probably gonna come back down a little bit. What I might do is turn off the exercise setting so it enables my blood sugars to kind of cruise back down before I start dinner. So that's where we're at. Blood sugar's a little bit high, but that's probably because I had some extra sugar, right? To keep myself moving and active during that blind spot when I had the Dexcom warm up. So that's where we're at. I'm gonna get back to work. See you guys soon. All right, guys, how's my hair looking? Whew, it's been a ridiculous day, but look at that. Whew, it is getting full in there. So that is where we're at. It's like 10 or 10:30 at night right now. I'm gonna show you guys my pump because I just noticed this ridiculous thing going on. I think it's back on now. Nope, still not. Check this out. I haven't had insulin that whole time. Like, that's almost 3 hours with no insulin. Little bits and pieces where it turned back on for a quick second. That is exercise mode at its finest because I'm at, you know, 108. I just ate a sugar tablet because I was like, you know what? I want to get it back to turn the insulin on. I feel like I should be getting some insulin right now. So, you know what? I'm going to turn exercise mode off. That's a long time when I have insulin. And I'm a little bit worried about that. But that's where we're at. We're calling it quits for tonight because it is late. We're going to start up again tomorrow morning and jump back into it. So, good night. See you guys in the morning / in a second because you're watching a video. Holy cannoli. So, it has been a busy morning, as you can tell. But we are packed. And we got some help. My dad actually made this little gate thing out of our bed frame. Pretty sweet. Very innovative. But let me show you these blood sugars, man. They have not been cooperating. I'm fine. Never went super low. But had the activity setting on. It seems to work because I haven't gone below 60. But check this out. Whoop. If you can see that, I'm currently in the 70s. I've been in the 60s for like an hour. Had a few tablets. Reduced my pre-bolus. I've been functional, right? I'm fine. But now, and sorry about not filming the whole rest of this packing, but it was a hectic morning. Now we're bouncing out, got a 3-hour drive ahead of us, and then unpacking everything we just packed. Seems kind of ridiculous, but that's how moving goes. So here we go. All right, guys. Whoo-wee. 3 hours of driving later, we made it. Well, I made it. I don't know where the rest of the cars are. I gotta tell you, it was weird watching my car drive, but not me be in there. A little awkward, but we got a few things here. Got my bonsai tree that I never trimmed. Got backpacks, some gear, my lunch packed up, keeping those variables consistent. I know I'm moving a lot today. Now, I wanted to explain why I did what I did this morning. So as you probably saw on my pump, I was between 67 and 69 for like an hour. Why didn't I treat that more aggressively, right? And here's the thing. While I knew technically I was low, I was relatively stable. So I knew with the added activity, I would have to continue treating. So I'd have a glucose dab every, you know, 20-ish minutes maybe, because it kept beeping at me, it's kind of annoying. But the reason I didn't have a full juice box or have 5 tabs or go crazy with it, even though I was gonna be very active, is because after I was active, I had a 3-hour drive where I could not be active. So if my blood sugar shot to 200, they'd probably hang out there for a while. So I decided not to overtreat. Treat just enough to keep myself from going low. And sure enough, I'm at 115 right now, and I've been cruising there. I jumped up to about 150 by the time we got in the car. You know, took actually, I didn't take any corrections. Stayed right there. And because of the added activity, my body was more insulin sensitive. There we go. And it came right back down. Now it's resting at 115. So the reason I did not treat that fully, right, aggressively when I was low is because I knew I would have a significant amount of inactivity, and now I'm about to eat and then we're gonna start moving again. So what I'm likely going to do is reduce my pre-bolus timing and then have some more tabs on hand. So the reduction of pre-bolus will allow me to run a little bit higher, give me a little bit of a buffer, because we're going straight into moving again. So that's the plan, and I'll let you guys know how it goes. Okay, so we made it. Oh my gosh, there's stuff everywhere. Thanks to this guy, my dad, helping us get everything up and driving my car. Thank you, Dad. And Lisa, where she went. Lisa, Dad, I'm beeping because blood sugars, this is what moving looks like. Blood sugars are dropping, but it's cool. We got everything finally in the place, and we're gonna take care of the blood sugars, get Dad to the train station, get him back home, and we're gonna unpack for the next 2 days straight. So that's where we're at, dinner soon. I will tell you guys how I did not pre-bolus for lunch, and it kind of worked, almost, but blood sugar still dropped a little bit, so story to come. All right, that's it for now. So, realities of moving. Dinner tonight is Chipotle, because we're still setting up. Obviously, there's boxes everywhere, but I wanna tell you guys about what happened at lunch. So at lunch, I decided to have zero pre-bolus. I literally bolused and started eating because we're in the middle of moving. Like, I was moving boxes as I was eating my lunch, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna give myself a buffer, and I want to get a little bit higher blood sugar, so I know I'm gonna be moving for the next who knows how long. And as a result, I was perfectly stable at 113 for like an hour, and then I started tanking, actually. Never went below 60, thankfully. I caught it as it was going in the 80s, and had a couple tabs here and there, totally fine, and stayed in the 60s, 70s, 80s for the last couple hours, which is basically where my new happy spot is, apparently, with all this activity. But that is where we're at. About to do dinner, and there's no way we're getting through all of this tonight, so we're gonna extend this into tomorrow, and this is gonna be a multi-day vlog, and it's no longer a day in the life of, it's multiple days, because moving is hectic. So that's it for today. We'll check in tomorrow, see how far we get in the move-in process, and hopefully get some more of this stuff set up. So that's it for tonight. Day, whatever, three, I think? I think we're on three, so tomorrow's four. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow, or in a few seconds. Good morning. I just had leftover Chipotle for breakfast because, you know, moving. But I want to show you guys my 24-hour graph on Dexcom from yesterday. Give you an idea of how that went. We got basically flatline the whole day, which is pretty awesome. Granted, I went into the 60s, like, maybe twice, looks like. So out of range technically, but almost a full day in range while moving. I think that's pretty incredible. And I'm very happy with that. So I'm trying to let that happen again today. I think that is in part due to the exercise mode, of course, but also in part due to my formulas and what I use for my strategies for keeping those blood sugars stable. So we're about to go pick out a fridge. I used an ice chest last night to keep my insulin cool, and I have the temperature controlled. Not controlled, but monitored by MedAngel, and they're awesome. It shoots over the active, or the real-time temperature to my phone 24/7, and alerts me if it's too cold, too hot. So thankfully, I have that to make sure my insulin's good, and we kept the Chipotle cold in there as well. So we're gonna head out, get some appliances today, and get the rest of the stuff unpacked. So here we go. Okay, so it's lunchtime. We just got back from an entire morning of running errands at Home Depot, to Lowe's, to Home Depot, to Best Buy, to Lowe's, to Chase Bank, like all over the place. Should my pump deliver my lunchtime bolus? We're ready to go. I'm gonna show you what we're eating today, but I also wanted to play this message for you to let you guys know how my morning's shopping errands went. Just listen up, ready? Followed by me like trying to talk through it and give my wife some instructions on what we're looking for in Home Depot. Man, walking around that much drove me. I mean, I was stuck in the 60s for a while. Now, it never went any lower. I was fine again, right? But I was just munching on gummy bears while I'm talking to the store employees. They're probably like, what's going on? But for lunch today, it is, I think, still almost vegan, which is kind of cool. We got our vegan protein shake. We got Green Giant Simply Steamed Vegetables. Pro tip, I use these frozen veggies to keep my insulin cool overnight. So we bought these last night, kept them in my insulin in a cooler, and that kept it in the temperature range that is appropriate. And as a result, now I get to eat veggies for lunch the next day. So we actually just bought some more frozen veggies, and that's keeping it cold now because our refrigerator is not getting delivered for two more days. So that's what we're running into. I also have this delicious rainbow wrap from Trader Joe's. This is roasted sweet potato, curried hummus, beet, and spinach. and it's actually really good. I've had it a few times before. And then of course, Fiber full granola bars. I'm super hungry, so we just bought a bunch of stuff and about to chow down. So this morning, I'm running around getting all the appliances, getting the necessities, right? And then now is unpacking this mess, getting everything organized and ready to go, because Lisa starts work tomorrow. So I gotta take advantage of having her around, because whatever we don't get done today is completely up to me, since I am the work from home guy. So that's where we're at. And my pre-bolus strategy for this is that blood sugars are coasting right now at 132. And I'm gonna do a full pre-bolus because we're gonna be hanging out in the apartment and you know, unpacking, so it'll be active. So I'm going to keep the activity mode on for my Control IQ on the tandem pump and continue testing that out. That's proven to be very useful. You know, instead of having to have like 10 gummy bears, it's been two or three. The last time was four or five. So it's definitely been a great assist to have. But of course, you still need to know all the different strategies that are going into play, right? Like I have different pre-boluses for my active days, like today and yesterday and the day before. I have, what am I doing? You know, insulin on board, always super important to keep in mind as you go into an activity. If you have a lot of insulin on board, you're more at risk for hypoglycemia. So keeping that in mind, trying to schedule out my days of, okay, can I do low activity stuff for the first hour after I eat? If so, I'll do a pretty relatively normal pre-bolus. But if I'm going straight into activity, like I was all day yesterday, then I might reduce my pre-bolus quite a bit, if maybe not even pre-bolus at all, which would happen yesterday. So gonna go ahead and head into lunch, grab this delicious store-bought food in front of me, and then get to attacking this apartment. And I'm packing the rest of today. And there is Lisa popping in the door. We're gonna attack this thing together. So that's our day so far. Be mindful of the activities you have post-meal, because that can definitely impact your blood sugars. And should be taken into consideration when pre-bolusing, when having different types of food, you know, different fat contents, carb contents, and all of that. So definitely useful, and I'll keep you guys updated on the unpacking and how that goes. Alrighty guys, so the time is here. Look at that. Oh, it's like 90% done. You can see the kitchen, the living room. Got my workstation right there. You're gonna see that in a ton of videos. I'm positive about it. Got a little porch right there. Got an entertainment area. Bedroom back there, the bathroom. Oh my goodness, guys, it's coming together. It's almost done. But I'm gonna bring this video to a close because I'm sure it's getting long at this point. But I wanted to kind of wrap it up with lessons that I've learned over this experience, okay? So essentially, oh, and I gotta point out, I'm gonna have a whiteboard there. I think a whiteboard there. I don't know where they're going yet, but I'm gonna use some whiteboards in my videos coming up. Super excited to teach with those. But the lessons I learned, essentially, pre-bolus timing, very important, and can be manipulated to your benefit. Now what I mean by that is, typically if I'm gonna sit right here and work all day, my pre-bolus game is gonna be strong. You know, maybe 15, 20 minutes, because I know I'm gonna be very stationary. I don't wanna have to move to bring my blood sugars down if I don't have to, especially if I'm in a good workflow. But if I'm gonna move heavy objects back and forth for 12 hours a day for 5 days in a row, you better believe I'm gonna reduce my pre-bolus. Now, when I was eating during moving, in other words, I stopped to bolus and then I would just chew things as I was moving packages. For that, I had zero pre-bolus. Did not pre-bolus at all, okay? And what that did is, because I was still moving a lot, the insulin activated a lot faster, the glucose was removed from my bloodstream, blood sugar actually stayed the exact same and began to drop. So looking back at that, reducing the pre-bolus helped a lot. Oh, if I had pre-bolus, it would have been a lot different. But even reducing the pre-bolus to nothing still wasn't quite enough. So looking back, one thing I could have changed is reduce the pre-bolus to zero in addition to reducing the actual bolus because of the added activity. Now, I wanted to show you guys a screenshot of this. I might have to put a picture on this video, but I went back and I checked my basal profiles because my pump has been suspending my basal whenever I was going low, or if it thought that I was gonna go low within 30 minutes. Because I hovered between the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s almost the whole time, my pump was off for a significant amount of the day, each day. And for the two biggest moving days, where we were moving boxes around and heavy objects and furniture all day long, like during breakfast, beyond dinner, my total basal was actually cut in half, which is nuts. So I looked over it and I was getting hardly any basal at all throughout the day. And I was still hanging out in like the 70s. So that is the power of activity. That's why I preach exercise over insulin. If you're sitting around a little bit of high blood sugar, go for a walk, do some squats. Activity is always going to be superior to just giving more insulin and stacking insulin. And the exercise itself gives you an opportunity to see how much insulin you had on board, because it activates the existing insulin and gives you a good starting point for the actual correction or your actual insulin on board. So this is a little tip for you, a little pro tip. Take into consideration your pre-bolus timing, your total bolus if you are going to have a very active day, and of course practice exercise over insulin. If you're high, go for a walk. Not only will it bring your blood sugars down, it will also give you the added activity benefits of exercise. So that's where we're at today, and I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I know I said day in the life, it ended up being 5 days in the life because moving took a lot longer than I thought it was going to. But everything went super smoothly, and I cannot wait to use this new workspace to teach you guys some cool stuff on YouTube and maybe in the podcast as well. So that's it for today, guys. Make sure you subscribe. It's gonna be a button right there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do not forget, so you're notified of these videos and become part of our cool fan club. Just kidding. It's really just a subscriber list, but you get notified. So hit that button, subscribe. We'll see you guys in the next video. Keep up the fight. All right, that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys found some amazing gold nuggets in that one. I mean, we went pretty deep over bolus and basal and correction and IOB and activity. I hope you were able to absorb all of that knowledge. I want to remind you that nothing said in this episode or in this video is to be taken as medical advice. Make sure you consult your own medical teams, your doctors, before making any changes to your own insulin ratios. And of course, I want you to check out FTF Warrior on YouTube. Go subscribe. There are new videos weekly. Keep up the fight.